money machine. It's time to count the racks.
Shout out to the NFL, spending bread.
This is Kirk Cousins right now in
Kirk
Atlanta.
Kirk Frost.
We're doing that view episode 210. We're back.
It's all about Kirk money Frost. Today. Just NFL just spending hundreds of millions of dollars all over the place. Just think about that.
Yeah.
The hundreds of millions of dollars. Nothing's jumped out crazy to me yet.
The Brian Burns one, I don't know if you saw his.
Yeah.
His was
2 years, sure. 58 million or something. We're all like, that wasn't crazy. Was like
3 years, 150 or something.
Shout out Young Dolph, rest in peace. Hey, this is what Kirk Cousins saying in ATL right now. That pinky ring up.
His girl? He has a girl.
And your boy. Your boy, Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Getting picked up.
Yeah, it's a good backup.
Good backup.
They're clearly going to go for like
Drew Lock, Jameis Winston.
Yeah, that's good.
A lot of dudes shuffled into some good spots. I wouldn't mind seeing Jameis Winston as
So here it is. 5 years, $141 million. Dollars.
The Giants, they just throw money, dude.
But Brian Burns is only, I think he's like 24 or 25 years old right now.
But the Giants just throw crazy money.
Yeah, that's going to be.
How are they not over the cap?
Because they traded away like,
a lot of contracts for nothing
last year. Yeah, I heard that they might move on from
Daniel
Jones.
Yeah, or Daniel Jones.
They might go. They might be a team that how people are saying that like JJ McCarthy's shooting up on his board. I feel like they might go for him. I was hoping. I don't know about Fields. I think we'll get to that later. But I think like, I mean, yeah, I would dump Daniel Jones for sure. I don't think that.
Yeah, but who's going to pick him up?
No, no one will, but it's just a thing of like, fuck, I'll eat the $30 million cap this year. Like, teams nowadays are just, like, look at the Broncos we were talking about last week when, with Russ.
Yeah, but Russ is way more proven than Jones. Yeah. Like, that just didn't work out.
I'm talking about you dump their contract of like, I don't care. I don't want you anymore. I just dump. Sean Payton's like a really difficult coach to get along with.
Yeah, so that's what I mean.
They're saying he's kind of the one guy that's held on to one Super Bowl win more than anyone else. Because, like, what else has he done? He went to one Super Bowl. They're like,
he's a great quarterback.
Yeah, like, he's a fucking
dick. And Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
And Horn.
Dude. And Michael Thomas.
I think, so far, the Bears have made good pickups. Swift is a killer.
It's just smart, yeah.
Smart, dude. 3 years. You got a good contract. They're
not overspending. They're not overspending.
You got a safety. Proven safety.
Good safety.
Proven
really
running
good.
Back. You got another little tight end. Like, you're picking up shit where you still got room.
They still got plenty of room, for sure. Which is good. No, they're doing really smart moves. Got some. I think, what's his name? I can't think of his name.
I think they've done a great job. Like, they've really put together a...
The safety?
Bird?
Bird. Like... Philadelphia was just a shit show last year. Like, they were terrible. Like, the Bears are just buying low on some guy that has a stove. Like, the ceiling's still pretty decent. Like, he might be still... He was an all-pro, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, we all could tell Eddie Jackson, like, 3 years ago was like... He was already showing signs of decline.
Yeah, but... You got another cheap veteran safety.
Yeah.
That plays a good position with a lot. Yeah, you needed it. And you have a lot of good dude, our DBs
they already
are
paid Montez
stacked.
Sweat.
Yeah.
They paid Montez Sweat.
You've paid the right
Johnson.
People.
And they kept Jalen Johnson on a good contract. I
you've
thought that was really
them,
good.
Yeah, he took a good contract.
Yeah, like
4 years.
Guaranteed. A lot of upfront guaranteed. Get your money.
That's what he
and
wanted.
Afterwards, like, see where it goes. And he's like.
They've done a good job.
He said, you could go back and get another contract at 28 years old. At 29 years old, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll be 28. I can go for another contract then if needed. You know, I'll still be having plenty of years in front of me. I'm like, yeah, you're going to be a fucking.
I think they've done a.
Some of the insiders said that this is what like pretty much is going to be the big like a big contract to the like the main thing was for them to keep their guys keep Sweat, keep Johnson
they did
kept that and they're like and yeah I guess
and Mooney go for it
yeah
what
get your
retards
money. I did
out
not
there.
Think that he was going to get that but yeah good for him but what? They're going all the way on Kirk they have money they still have
yeah I know yeah you know? That's fine and it's like but. You, dude had how many catches last year? 25?
Yeah, not that much. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's reunited with Ryan Pace, the guy who drafted him here at the Bears.
Yeah. No, I think Atlanta's made some good moves.
Yeah.
Atlanta right now, outside of
Tampa. They're winning that division. I feel like Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I don't
Tampa
know, though, dude. Still
kind of tough.
Tampa Bay is one of those teams that will hang around at 9-8 and make wild card and play. Could be them.
Yeah. I see. I feel like the Bucs are still going to be a dangerous team.
Yeah, year. That's what I mean. They're just one of those teams.
Have that, a lot of like the signing, I feel like, are one-year guys that have been there.
And Baker's
like,
good,
running
dude.
Back one more year. I feel like, and everyone's kind of like one more year. Like,
I don't. We can you signed Baker, you signed Evans. You're not fucking messing around. You got your quarterback, you got your receiver for three more years. Yeah. In my opinion, they would have been crazy to let Baker go. You're not going to find much better.
No. Also, they got not to re-sign Tevin Jenkins. That's what I was thinking, the other thing. Like, you had to make room for some of your new guys that are going to be coming out, too.
Yeah, but, God, Tevin Jenkins is hard. Like, obviously,
I was saying, like, this year, you have to keep the money available. Because,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If midseason, you're like, he's like, hey, like, balling out. You're like, fuck it.
Yeah, man, but there's a big variable with him, and it sucks. Is.
That's what they need to draft. That's injuries. Why I think they got that backup, that guy from the Bills.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah, you need
that
it.
That guy plays all five positions. I don't care what people say. Like, if he starts at center, and yeah, it's not ideal, but I like that he plays all of that.
But if you start him at center, and that's what you're telling him he's going to play, he's going to learn that position.
He's quick.
From the fullest. Yeah. It's going to work the best. No, dude. We're,
yeah, skip it. Let's tweet it. Said all in my ass.
Yeah,
but the apostrophe is key right there. He's talking about the Cowboys. They're supposed to be going all in, and they man, haven't done shit.
You let Pollard go. You signed a weak backup running back for him. So they got
the tight end for Gerald Everett. Forced 28 missed tackles since 2022. The second most among tight ends over that span. And you play with Shane Waldron at the Rams and Seattle.
Okay,
so good.
So he knows. That's why he got him. That's why they got him. Huh.
Next year.
See, and that's what Poles does good. Poles is kind of sneaky.
Went for Gabe Davis. He didn't accept it. He went to the Jaguars instead.
That's fine.
He's from Florida.
I'm fine without getting Gabe Davis. That's fine. You made room without Mooney there. Now you know we're drafting a receiver. Mm-hmm. Now every person in the NFL knows the Bears are drafting a top six receiver.
Yeah.
Fine. Fuck yeah.
I'll take it.
Keon Coleman. Give it to me.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift is only 14 mil fully guaranteed.
Eight this year, and
then another eight next year. So it's like,
great.
Not bad.
Pro Bowler. Look at the rabbit. Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he's a Pro Bowler. Yeah, I know he.
2023 Pro Bowler.
The only downside of him is that
he's small.
He was behind the Eagles' offensive line, who's like
okay,
a top five.
Okay, but.
You know.
But. We're moving in a direction to have a good offensive line. Yeah. Okay? We are.
I feel like people kind of hinge on, in my opinion, I feel like people hinge on offensive line a lot, saying how it's like,
it is.
It's bad, but it got better.
Yes.
Two years ago, terrible.
And Darnell Wright and Braxton Jones will be way better this year.
Yes.
You took Darnell Wright's penalties and cut them in half, we probably would have at least two more first downs a fucking game. One
yeah.
a game.
Yeah.
At least one a game. Because
he'd
get
like
a holding.
One a game.
You'd get like a holding call on a third and two, and then we'd be like, oh, fourth and seven. Now we got to go for it. Now we can't go for it. You know? So like.
He has a power. He just needs to get that.
Yeah, he's going to get
he's
that.
He's young still.
He's
like
young.
22.
No, he was well worth that pick.
Yes, it was.
Because if he is a rookie and that's your only mistakes are holding and offensive offsides penalties, that means you just got to get faster to the game. You're anticipating too early, and then you're holding because you're getting burned. So it's like that's your thing. Yeah, dude.
This and Bird, he's a
way better
tackler
than yeah. You can see,
like,
he's a stout guy.
You're always fucking going
yeah,
down.
You're astute.
He's a good ball hawk. So it's. I'll
it's a
it.
Perfect fit.
They improved at safety and they improved at lineman. They got rid of Patrick.
And you picked up a guy that is better that can rotate in.
And they got a backup for Brisker.
Yes.
That guy, Simone Biles' husband.
Yeah, perfect.
Is Brisker too. He's unfortunately
gets
like,
hurt.
I like him, but he gets
yeah,
hurt.
But the thing that the Bears might do this year, which could keep us in a lot of games. Is if we're six deep, seven deep,
you rotate it. Yeah.
You're fucking balling, dude. That's very rare.
Yeah.
And you're talking like if your worst two guys are that dude and Smith because he's a second year guy.
Yeah. No, I'll take it. Or Strowman or whatever who lost like the other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's your eighth guy, and he got a lot of playing time.
He's a special teamer, but like in sense, if you have you know,
you got Brisker and Bird playing safeties. Yeah, Gordon playing the nickel.
Good nickel too.
Big good yeah, nickel. He'll have more interceptions this year without Eddie Jackson in there because they might put him and move him around into that more, weird safety spot and let those like three guys. Kind of exactly. Like a big back on deep plays. And Jalen Johnson and
And Tyreek Stevenson. He's, I mean, once you got Montez Sweat, I feel like the defense got
better.
I would have liked them to go. I mean, it would have been nice to go for a Hunter, obviously. Or like
Okay. I feel really good. I feel really good with the pieces you get. Like I messaged you, dude. You added two dudes that have played started in a Super Bowl. Another guy that was the starting safety who calls probably the plays, the secondary calls.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
And your fucking middle guy. Well, I know Edmonds sometimes calls the plays but you know Edwards is controlling the middle of the field.
Yeah, I mean, they always say that the free safety is at the quarterback of the
That's
the
what I mean.
Because it is. He's the farthest person back. He's the one who can see the most.
So now you've got a guy that called in Philly playing the secondary calling the whatever you want to call it, formations, however you want to use the word for it.
Assignments and stuff.
The assignments, there you go. And then your middle linebacker who've played together in Super Bowl calling plays together, even though they lost, but you're still...
Yeah.
The connections are there with that.
I think so, yeah, exactly. I mean, the team is... It's slowly getting put together.
Jalen Johnson won't have one of those years where he goes, regresses. He got paid, now he knows his worth. You're on it. You're right. Dude, our defense should legitimately be fucking stacked. Yeah. I wouldn't mind. I know we got... Who's the fourth linebacker? Sanborn and then...
Sewell.
Yeah,
Noah.
Yeah.
Noah Sewell.
Yeah, he'll be good. I'd like to get one more... Pepper!
Another backer?
I'd like to get another linebacker.
Yeah. It just sucks that they only have like five picks now or whatever.
Yeah, I know, but you
I think they're trading back.
They might trade back one.
They might trade back.
If okay,
even nine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What if you trade back that nine pick? Because you're gonna get a receiver deep in there, and you can pick up a third round and a first round for the nine.
It's also like,
but what's there? It's all what's there.
If Odunze's at nine, like I'm saying,
no, that's what I mean. But if
I don't think he might not be there. Though.
No, but if. If you can trade 9 back to 15 in a third round pick or something, or like a fourth round or second, and you got Coleman and
Adrian Mitchell from Texas.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a lot
Brian
of
Brian Thomas from LSU.
There's a lot of big receivers. You need a big guy. Let's be real.
That Leggett guy from South Carolina?
We have to get a huge receiver.
Yeah, you
have to get a guy. If you don't trade out of there, you have to get a Dunze, Neighbors, or Coleman.
Yeah.
But they're saying Keen Coleman could be the first pick or second pick of the second round.
They're saying that second round, yeah.
That's
like
crazy,
four,
dude.
He ran like a 4.6. That's like what they were
don't
looking
matter.
For.
Don't matter. He's huge.
He ran 22 miles per hour in the gauntlet.
Yes.
But it's just a fact of, like, they're like, oh, but we just want to see that technique where he runs and sprints. Like, what kind of, you know, like, I don't know. They're kind of weird about that. Like,
I know. People, I get it. I get it.
If he's 4.5, he's this. If he's 4.6, if he's like 4.6, he's like, hey, second round. But they're like, well, he's coming from first. Like, he could be first round, though, because, like I said, 21 miles per hour.
And
the catches he makes, too.
I was going to say, if what's his name didn't get hurt this year, we might not even be thinking that he's a second round pick.
Yeah.
If Florida State would have made it and their quarterback wouldn't have got hurt, what was his name? Jordan Davis or whatever?
Jordan Travis.
Travis. If he wouldn't have got hurt and they would have went into the final, the playoff.
Yeah.
Then he would have said, oh, yeah, he's for sure.
It sucks.
Did Ayuk leave?
No, he's still there. But T. Higgins wants out. Also, it's like, what if a receiver that the Bears could trade for and like... I see something crazy of would you trade the number 9 overall pick for Justin Jefferson?
Yes.
I'd be like, hell yeah. I think that's
under. I think there's.
I feel like it has to be more.
I think
he's
that.
He's 24 years old. Like, yeah, I gotta fucking pay him.
I think that. That's not. I just had the same thought. Not for him. But I was thinking for T. Higgins.
For T. Higgins. They won a first rounder at least, but it's just.
Would you do that? Because you know what you're getting.
A straight up swap like that?
You know what you're getting. You know what you're getting from both those guys.
I mean, I like T. Higgins a lot.
And they're young.
People have kind of turned sour on him, thinking that he kind of was kind of a,
well,
kind of a bitch this year.
He is being a bitch. I would be.
But also, I get him because he says they haven't negotiated a new contract since March of last year.
Yeah, when he's supposed
he's
to.
He's just
no,
like,
no, I get it.
And
get
he's
out
like,
of it.
They never told me anything long term.
25 years
he said
old.
He always was open about staying. He's like, I was always trying to stay, but they never wanted to talk contracts with me.
Where did
the
he go
Bengals
to
are bad.
Clemson?
Clemson.
Oh, come on, dude.
The
Bengals
oh,
like he was fucking, what's his name?
Trevor
receiver.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, so.
So, he was like, open about staying, and he. Cincinnati's also has some of the worst ownership. Like on
yeah,
the
yeah,
NFLPA's
yeah, yeah.
With,
yes,
like the
yeah.
report cards, they're one of the only teams that don't provide food for their players.
Yeah, yeah, they have weird shit.
Like only on Wednesdays they just give them food.
Yeah.
And I think it's only breakfast or some shit. I don't know, it's fucking weird. I mean, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Oh, Derrick Henry to the Ravens, that's a good signing.
Yeah, but Big Edgar was pumped for that.
He was very pumped.
There
I mean,
is
the
a
Eagles
couple.
Fans were pumped too.
Eagles
that was
fans?
A good one. I mean, yeah.
I think it's
funny. I would have loved Saquon, but that was a lot of money for him.
I'm fine with not getting Saquon when you realize what you got out of Swift. Or what
the money.
Getting, what
yeah.
you're getting out of Swift.
Because Saquon, you're pretty much giving what the max is for Swift. At the floor,
yeah,
you know,
that's
like
what
his
I mean.
Guaranteed
but
money
Swift
is more
a
than
Pro
Swift's
Bowler
overall.
From Georgia.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't mind Swift. I think he's a good three-down back. I think they'll still mix it up. They'll still mix in the other...
Yeah, Roquan and Herbert. Yeah,
for sure.
But we could get...
Another tight end, too. I like that, too. Athletic, very... He's a, like a yards-after-catch guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is good. I like that. He runs a lot of two tight end sets. That's good. Yeah, I mean, the draft is still coming up. Like, some
but
teams
this was
might...
this been fun the last few because it's like every 2 seconds you're messaging
crazy,
me.
Yeah.
Or no. NFL on social media is popping up, and I'm like, holy crap, dude.
Just
one
just
after another. I like the Minshew. I hope he starts there. I hope he starts, and
yeah,
I hope he wins
cool.
some games. Fuck it. Why not?
Yeah.
And I like Pittman staying in.
He had to stay.
He had to stay. He was good there. You needed it.
They don't have.
Who else was a good pickup? Oh.
Josh Jacobs of the Packers. That was a good sign.
Josh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm like.
I know, motherfuckers. Big boy. But I like Aaron Jones going to. The Vikings.
I thought Aaron Jones was good.
But that
again,
worked
he was
out.
A big cop, I
yeah.
guess he was a big cap hit, and he's like, nah, I'm trying to get...
I'm gonna pay
I'm not
going to
get
more.
A pay cut again. And he's like, I keep taking pay cuts. And it's just like...
Yeah, fuck it. But look at that, you know?
Yeah. Get your guaranteed money up front, like get the cap, you know, the cut, and get the cap, you know, the full money.
And who knows what they're going to do over there.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're up to something.
The Vikings, they got Sam Darnold?
Yeah,
they signed.
That's
I don't know
not
what
a starter.
Do. Yeah. But I don't think anyone's going to be available from, you know, what is there? Are they picking 12th or? No, not 12th. Like 16th, 18th?
Would you take a trade from a pick for them for Fields?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, you have to, right? Is that the position? What were you going to say about that? You were going to spring that up when we first started. You said you'll wait.
Like his value has gone down. Like, not that it's gone down. It's just kind of like.
They don't know what to do.
Everyone who needed a quarterback
just
signed someone.
Not everyone.
No, Seattle's still up.
Seattle, Denver.
The Giants. Like we said,
the
Denver.
Giants, possibly.
Denver, too.
Denver.
Denver's tough. Because, like, what do you do for Denver? Like, you just traded away Jerry Jeudy. He got traded away to, where did he go? What did we say? To the Browns. Which, like, they traded
yeah.
for Cooper for nothing, and they ended up making, you know.
The Browns made some moves.
Might be decent.
The Dolphins lined up some more people.
Yeah, Christopher Wilkins went to the Raiders. I like these.
The Raiders did some moves.
Yeah.
I mean, is Minshew your starter there? Are they going for a quarterback this year?
They signed a replacement for... I just forgot who...
Is Garoppolo still there?
They say he's expected to be cut. It's like that weird post-June 1st.
Mac Jones to the fucking Jags?
Yeah.
Good for him to get out.
Yeah, good for him.
I'd rather get out of there.
He's from, I guess, the area, so that's why he wanted to go back there.
I mean, fuck it.
Yeah. David McKinnon also
went
to the Packers. That's...
It's kind of weird
like
because
that.
Isn't Mac Jones and Lawrence like the same age?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, the same draft class. Like they grew up together, kind of. Like,
yeah, it's
kind of
weird.
Yeah. So,
but
like,
you never know; it might work.
But that's kind of like they're kind of cool though because they've that's what I been mean. Around
maybe,
each other.
Yeah, like maybe like Lawrence will they'll feel more comfortable. Like, yeah, we'll give him a series break because you got a guy that's decent.
But they also say that Mac Jones is like a terrible teammate. Yeah. Like last year, the whole thing was like he was being a bitch about it the whole
time. Oh, I would be too. If he was being pouty. He was being. What are you gonna do?
He's being no one wants you. And this and that. Yeah, but like compared to like a Zach Wilson, where he's getting traded, but like he got benched, yeah, and he's like, "Well, fuck it." But then they're like, "Hey, man, like now you gotta play again." Like, yeah. Sorry, Aaron Rodgers got hurt, and the backup.
I know.
And like the other backup, who's a Tim Boyle, he sucks ass. You gotta play. Like I know we said you're not that good, but and people and like, but like the NFL, like that says something to like a locker room into a team of like. I'd rather play for that guy. Or that guy I'd rather give us
yeah.
compared to Mac. Remember Mac Jones? Did you see his slide on Jaquan Brisker?
But
and he slid and fucking cleaned it up.
Oh, he's a dirty son of a bitch. Yeah. Oh, I already know that. He's like a pouty douche. He's like a Duke
player. Yeah, it's also the sure. Duke player, Kyle Filipowski. Fucking saw that?
Yeah, got like, hurt.
Yeah, no. Then he tripped a player.
Oh yeah,
he tried to trip that UNC player.
I didn't watch the game because I was hooked on UFC this weekend because that was excellent. That was crazy. But no, I think Mac Jones going there is good for him to get the fuck out of there. Go down there, hide out for a little while. Maybe Lawrence will get hurt and you get some playing time. Something.
Oh, Justin Jones also went to. Justin Jones went to the Cardinals.
Hmm? It just scared me.
I wasn't even.
Who?
Not dropped or anything.
Yeah.
Who to the Cardinals?
Justin Jones on the Bears last year. He had like 3 years, like $30 million. I was like, damn, he got his money on. Hell yeah, good for him. He was like on a 2 year 15 last year.
Eckler to the Commanders?
The Commanders.
Oh, terrible.
I don't know what they're even doing there.
What are they going to do?
I thought this was a tight end that they were maybe going to get because he was in, on Seattle before. Kobe Parkinson. He's like 6'6", 6'7".
Excuse me. He came in here and just laid down funny for a while.
Fuck everyone.
Fuck everyone. I was waiting
Pollard
for
to the Titans.
Fuck everyone.
Even Willie?
No, not Willie.
Okay, he's yeah, safe.
Cool.
Still.
I'm just chilling.
You're safe still. Yeah.
Yeah, Tony Pollard to the Titans.
I don't think he's ever been mad at you.
He got signed to the same contract as Swift.
Who?
They were similar ones.
What?
The Bears' new running back's last name is Swift.
Swift.
And guess who else? We got our celebrity.
Oh, yeah, new celebrity on the
Simone
Bears.
Simone Biles' husband is on the Bears now.
Yeah.
The Olympic.
She's like, what, three gold medalist, whatever? Five? Who knows?
Don't smile, it hurts. Oh, you got to get the hat. Hey, I got you. Show him. He'll like that one.
Now you want me to show it?
Yeah, Chris Jones thing.
I got the one you wanted, you.
That's a good one.
Did you hear? Did you see the thing on the podium at the end of the Super Bowl when Patrick's like, "Don't worry, Chris. Don't worry.
No,
we're gonna make sure you're staying around. I need three. No one's ever done it. It's like, dude, you're not even getting the trophy yet, and you're saying you're gonna win another one. What a psycho!
He's held it so many times.
And did you see what he looks like?
Who?
Mahomes. No shirt. Patrick Mahomes is embarrassing. Because think about how good he'd be if he was in shape. That's what's super crazy.
Yeah, he was like a Cam Newton or like a Brady even, where it's
just not even, just halfway there.
Yeah, but I'm saying, well, you're saying
like halfway. Just halfway, dude. The newest picture of him partying is even bigger. There's one where he's like at something outside and he has no shirt on and it is just huge gut. And I'm like, how is this dude the best football player in the world? I did like the Muppets as a kid.
Exactly.
I did. Did you?
No, I never fucking watched Sesame Street.
No.
Kermit's, yeah,
isn't that different?
No.
No.
Yeah, is it? No, yeah, no. That's the same. No, it is. Yeah, it is
Kermit different. The Frog. What do you mean?
That's from Sesame Street.
Yeah, that's the Muppets.
It's the Muppets.
I think he does an appearance on there, but I don't think he's.
What?
Hold
so
on.
Then where is he from?
From Muppets?
Muppets. The Muppets.
Okay,
the movies.
Well, I never grew up watching that
Hold
shit,
on.
So.
It's a Disney movie.
No, I don't think it's Disney, is it?
Yeah, it is.
I was a mermaid as a kid. I grew up on.
I thought the Muppets was like their own.
The Brandy Cinderella.
The basic answer to all the question is, of course. The Sesame Street characters are Muppets. They're a different group of Muppets.
What are Muppets?
Than what's the the puppets. What? Wait, here we go. Is Kermit from Sesame Street or the Muppets? Kermit the Frog, American television puppet character, a featured figure among group of highly articulated hand puppets called Muppets, who are part of a long-running children's stream. Okay, yeah, so it did start on there
Jesus
first.
Christ.
I believe you. That's right. I wanted to see if it was the same, because it had to have been the same.
No.
I just thought it was different. But then it was like, wait, I do remember seeing him on, like...
The Cookie Monster.
When he would, like...
Look at everything. What are you talking about? That's so weird. Yeah. How was that different? The Muppets were part of Sesame Street.
It says it's from the same universe. You didn't watch those
movies? It's a cinematic
That's
universe?
What they say nowadays to be politically correct.
You didn't watch that?
No.
Yeah, we've watched it. The Muppets Christmas
when
Carol.
When I was born.
Watch that movie. Hey, pull that up.
That was weird.
Is the
like
one you
that.
Said?
Yeah.
Dude. I was like,
dude, look at Pat Mahomes.
Look at this. Oh my God. You should have seen that weird guy.
This guy right here?
No.
That's Jason Kelsey.
Jason Kelsey.
Tom Brady? Yeah, he's weird too. But
yeah, Tom Brady's weird in a different way. But look at P. Mahomes just guts out on vacation.
But what does that even matter?
Because
like,
the dudes, no, he's, because the
people,
but because
it's just
the,
people say like, look at that, he's the best player in the NFL. That's what he looks like.
Yeah,
because
the dudes he's beating that he's playing against are physical freaks.
Okay,
and
but
this
your mind has nothing to do with.
I know, but it's in the NFL world. It's like you're like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like that looks like a kicker.
He still sounds like a weirdo.
Hey, what's up, man? Oh my God. Hey, me and Trav, Roger.
Yeah, he's just
like, me and Trav.
Like, don't get me wrong. Hey, you know, you're great, but.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it wild?
It's crazy.
Hey, man. Yeah, like, think if we got this Mahomes coming out next year. He'd be running all over the goddamn place.
Yeah, he'd be good.
I hate the term dad bod.
Yeah. And at least he is a dad.
Mom bods. I'm like, bro.
At least he is a dad, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Like, when guys say they have dad bods and they're not dads.
So it's not okay to be overweight before you're a dad?
Well, I don't...
Oh, jeez. Wow.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, you just...
Brittany Mahomes has a fractured back. Dang, you know that Pat Mahomes was pound-town during the Super Bowl. That's probably why.
Hold on.
Hey, that, no. Oh, okay.
She's like,
God damn, you're recording. Never mind.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
like,
okay.
I hate the term. It's like, hey, you're not ugly. You're just poor. It's like, yeah.
Sometimes it's true. I mean, it really
is
true.
She's still ugly, even though they're
yeah, poor. But you, it, if you have yeah, money, you yeah. do get a, you do get to become better looking with money. It's part of it.
I mean, obviously, you're going to get your teeth
nicer shit.
You're going to get your hair done. You're going to get all this shit done. So obviously, it comes with territory.
Yeah. Hair transplant. That's so scary.
I guess
shit.
That too. Yeah, going to Turkey.
You don't want to be Brett Favre?
No, Urlacher.
Oh, yeah.
Urlacher.
Why did I say that?
White football players. There's only a few famous white football players
like,
that aren't quarterbacks from Carolina.
He's like billboards,
yeah.
too, especially out here.
Because it is weird because no one saw him for years and then it's just like, hey, remember me? If you can't tell. Oh, Brian Urlacher. No, not Brett Favre.
I'm joking.
Uh-oh. Brett Favre has the Wrangler jeans.
Yeah, Brett Favre just steals money from everyone.
Yeah, that's right? Fucked up, dude.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
He's not any different than anyone else here in the U.S., so.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Oregon had their pro day today, too.
Nope.
There's only one coach there.
These things are always so weird to me.
Because everyone was focused on the free agency.
Eberflus just there hanging.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Troy Franklin's an option. You know, he's an option. Jackson Powers
yeah.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Know, that
yeah.
Like,
yeah, for sure. Maybe that's why he is
I
there.
Like, why wouldn't you be there at least?
Yeah,
like,
I guess that's probably why he's there. Good sign.
Yeah.
Good
so
sign.
Like, why
I like
you
that
want...
guy.
Yeah, he's fucking good, dude. He's wide, but he's.
That's one of my favorite logos for college.
Yeah. And a good name, too.
Tulane Jaquan. Green Wave. Jaquan Jackson.
I was just going to say that.
Like, Cornelius. Michigan, baby.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
Free agency.
The free agency would be good. The draft would be good.
But okay, so then tomorrow what happens? So now, is there any more deals, or we kind of
like
know?
Official, I think, like, so, like, the social medias will announce, I think.
Yeah, like, more, like, yeah. The main, yeah.
I don't, okay, think, I don't think they can until the Wednesday.
That's the running back for San Francisco's little brother.
He's not even, he didn't even catch that. He just dropped it.
He's climbing up. He's going to be, like, a second or third round pick.
No, I think he'll be
What do you think about this guy?
I think he's good. He just was hurt, but look at how quick he is. I like him a lot. I think he'll be a second rounder. There's going to be
big.
Like
he's 12. Bigger than I thought.
Those guys, I think, will sneak into the second round, too. I think all Washington receivers can go in the first two rounds. Roma Dunze, top five, top six. I think
is McMillan Polk?
And Polk. I think Polk is the one that could. He's third, but.
He's huge,
dude,
right?
Fucking, yeah, dude has mad.
Means.
Like, catch
Bub release. Means. That's his name. Bub Means.
This guy's slow.
He's big as hell, though.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's his real name?
Yeah. Bub Means.
Well, it's not always a real name. Sometimes it's just because, like, Andua, Chop Robinson's name's not Chop.
And then Mitchell.
Oh, damn.
Get up, boy. Get up. Go.
I like him, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of receivers this draft that's just. that
Did you see Keon Coleman?
Where they?
Go back.
Puka Nacua?
Yeah, he was the fucking sleeper of the year. He was the best. Watch how big Keon. Watch how big Keon Coleman is.
Isn't
that? Oh, he's huge, dude. That's who I'm hoping that we can sneak in and get.
Late. Oh, yeah. I think he would be a good pick.
Could you imagine if you get you could get him and who would you take at nine? Bowers? No, they just
got to let that out.
Damn, where's he going?
I wouldn't mind getting another lineman.
Okay, so Puka Nacua came from what, Utah?
That's the coolest name.
BYU?
No, BYU.
But yeah, that, yeah, at Utah.
His dad died before he started the season in college and shit. So like, he's got a bunch of like.
Look at that, like.
Yeah.
Like in that drill, it showed that like this guy ran that fast. Like, and Keon Coleman ran, I think, even faster than him.
Yeah. But this year he had the most receiving yards as a rookie and set some records. He was really good, but people didn't really like think much of him.
Like, this is what I like about the combine, like these drills.
It's got
stuff.
New stuff though. They've brought in the speed of that. They've done the overlay of when guys are hitting bags. They've done shit with the running backs, how fast they are compared to dudes hitting things. And it's like, oh, that shows.
This
it more.
Guy's good too. Sleeper. Coker? He was a he transferred out of Alabama.
Oh, where? What team is that? It's the combine. So it's like literally showing off. Yeah, I said that.
Without shit on,
I brought
like,
that up
oh,
too
yeah.
on this.
That this doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's almost there this guy
is.
I like.
Good catches.
Like, no
all
shit.
Hands.
But then how do they go off of that? Because some of them like.
Because
they barely even catch it and drop it.
Well, yeah, that's what
this is
to make the catch and get ready for the next one.
But it doesn't even look like they're catching it.
They are, though. They're catching
no,
it.
No, these guys are, but there was a couple of
yeah,
ones, like,
but
yeah,
that separates
them do, yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That's what you're
that
seeing.
Doesn't look like
yeah.
they're
they don't look
it.
Athletic.
You're
so
like,
if they can't do it here,
it's they catch it and drop it right
no,
there.
But it doesn't even
yeah.
look like
here's your boy. If they can't do it here, they can't do it here, then they can't do it past.
Catching it. But there was some
no, yeah,
guys
he's just a different. He's just a different pedigree. Troy Franklin's cut from a different cloth, you know. Oregon, that's where it is.
Little dude,
Anthony Gould. Oregon State's pro day was yesterday
see,
too on
like
Monday.
That's your difference.
No, but see, okay.
But you
so
get what I'm saying.
Them,
so the way
he wasn't like throwing them like
so lied a trick.
Guys. Some of the other guys were like throwing them.
So think about it. If you're seeing them okay. not do good or take it serious,
caught it.
Then why would you draft that guy? You're almost seeing them and narrowing it down. So each one, by the end of each drill at the combine, they're saying,
like,
all right. Yeah.
They're throwing them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, he looks like he's just chucking them. He's barely catching them and chucking them.
Like he's going with the...
Because they're
he's
not as good as the good guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's like essentially like... If you were to see a guy working out, like if you see these guys working out, right, like you're going to draft them. If you see a guy curling and you see him swinging compared to a guy who might have perfect form, that's like a little thing that you're like, okay, well, that other guy, you know, It's just that's what NFL that that's all this does is like you just look for those small things.
You're narrowing it down drill by drill.
Like, oh, he shuffles. He looks too flat-footed.
They check their size. They do their vertical. Listen, Nora. They do their vertical jump test. They do a 225-pound bench press test.
I'm just saying it's no, weird listen. Because they do it without
any. Yeah, I know, because they want to see if they can do it before. So then if they can't, if it's even worth a shit to put them in pads. But then you got to go off film. Because you watch some of these guys and you're like, you're the best player on the field because you are. It don't matter how fast you are. It don't matter with pads. This is just, it's like we've talked about before. It's like showing off. It's like all of the owners are there.
Yeah, I know, but it's like.
They're saying who looks good. Like show horses. Yeah, they're showing off.
I show horses.
Because then the quarterbacks come and they just do things where they just bomb it. Yeah. There's drills where they just throw it 70 yards.
Oh, see this guy. There's like, some. Yeah. I'm not
Mitchell's good.
Yeah.
Good hands. They're looking for guys that catch everything stiffened in their hands. They don't care what they're doing with it after. They're catching it, getting it out of their hands. Boom.
Adam Mitchell had a 1% drop rate. So college.
Yeah, that's what really I mean.
Fucking good.
So him missing one here doesn't mean shit because he's not in a game. He can take a hit.
There's a dude.
Coleman is huge. But Harrison's as tall as him.
I would just wish he would have ran. I understand it, but it's just like.
Yeah, baby. This is the guy. He's going to jump up, dude, because he's a freak. When he has pads on, you're like, Jesus. You look like Predator. Yeah.
He's huge,
He looked like
him and Jared Verse. Florida State.
Yeah, dude.
That's both why, of them. That's why I'm saying they screwed Florida State up because Florida State had all these guys.
Would you
guys
take Verse at 9?
I wouldn't mind.
Would you take that at 9?
I could not. I wouldn't. Like I said, it depends on what you're afraid.
If there's four receivers on.
Well, it depends who's available, I should say. Like if we're
what's after there, 9? When do we get a next pick?
I think like 70 something, 75?
In the third round, right? But, oh, man. They need to trade back to 9.
You trade back from 9 to whatever. If you trade back from 9 to like 13, right?
And a second?
And you get a second rounder. And what if Jared Verse is there?
Yeah, I know, but
do you take?
But do you take need verse over a receiver? No.
Yeah, that's
you need a receiver.
Yeah, so it just depends on what you know. You have to see what kind of went in front of you because those teams might be drafting ahead of you in the second round. So you also have to see like this team went receiver, they're gonna go edge. You know what I'm saying?
What's Atlanta gonna do now?
Hey, that's what I'm saying. They could trade back. Which might screw the Bears over, too. Or might not matter because then they might go quarterback. Like, some team might trade up and say, oh, I want to get J.J. McCarthy if he's still there. Atlanta's stacked. Atlanta can think about it. Atlanta can get draft
that's
capital.
That's what I mean. They can
for the next couple of years and get
they
more
can't
young
trade
talent.
Back. I know. That might happen. They got Jared Verse as a third.
I think he's stuck into the third for sure.
The third, like, top DN.
And he, when I just see Jared Verse, he just looks like
top five.
Like, you're like, he just looks like a top five like talent. Like
he's
I can
the
see
same
him.
As Will Anderson. They showed him it's almost down to like a few pounds and like eighths of an inch height and reach.
Crazy.
Same guy. And Will Anderson was
Sam Hartman. So he ran the 40. He's like one of the only.
Yeah.
Like I said, him and I think this guy ran the 40 too.
I just feel like
there
that,
he is,
dude.
Look at that. Look
I'm
at
telling
that fucking
you, man.
Catch radius.
Yeah.
That was not a good pass.
That's what you need.
That was not a good pass.
I feel like when I look at Coleman, that him and here. Coleman and
Adam Mitchell? No.
No.
Odunze?
Our guy now already. Why am I John Blake?
Moore.
DJ Moore. Same style. Like a kind of a brute style receiver.
Mm-hmm. Like physical.
Physical.
Like,
Oh, you can come one on top of that? Oh, my God, dude. If you could slide...
You run a dagger with those two?
If you could slide more underneath Coleman, because you can't give up the knee, or Odunze, or Neighbors, like, that's what you need. And then more...
That's what they need.
Then more, no matter who the quarterback
is going to get open.
Is going to have 1,600 yards.
Yeah. It's saying they're building.
They're going to. Yeah, it's going to work. And I don't care. I'll fight. I got into a fight with Preston today. I'm like, I don't know why you think McCarthy can't throw. It's what is he showing that he can't? His yards don't reflect. Look at what he did.
Yeah, he wasn't using
his passer rating was pretty good. His completion to touchdown to interception. I think Joe Milton's
going to go up high now, too.
Yeah, because he can throw fucking 900 yards. He has a similar career. McCarthy and Milton's shit is the same.
Yeah.
Milton's gonna jump up like Quentin Johnson, the dude from the Colts. What was his name?
No, Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson.
I mean, I don't think he'll. I mean, Anthony Richardson jumped up a lot. He was like.
That's what I mean. Because they were like, oh, you're huge. Eighth,
sixth overall?
Someone will get a good guy out of this one. He'll be a good pro.
I feel like that's who should go to the Broncos. Bo Nix, I feel like he would be a Sean Payton guy. Like,
yeah, he looks
just like very genius. Well coached. Like, he's like, yeah, I'll do exactly what you need. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, did Drew Brees really? Nah, he did have a fucking can on him too.
Yeah, but similar.
Because like Bo Nix isn't
similar guy. He's got more his
hair
stats,
than talent.
His stats don't really. I don't know. He's tricky. He's gonna be a good backup, dude.
Yeah, he will.
He'll be a good fucking 10-12 year
he'll
backup.
Be a day 3 draft pick.
Yeah.
For someone who needs a backup quarterback.
He's got a good stats. His stats don't really reflect what kind
of
guy
he is.
Trying
to think
of
where he'd be good to go to. Try to get a backup quarterback.
Anywhere. The Jets?
Anywhere, yeah. Who's backup like on the Chiefs? Like, think about that. Eventually, they'll just draft a rookie, just be like, hey, we're just going to keep you as a backup. You're a really smart. You know, someone, or like a Bo Nix, like imagine, like he won't drop that far back, but imagine if someone like that who like,
there'll
be some kid that played so many college games and like, you know, like a Brock Purdy where they go just go seventh round because they're like, you have played a lot of ball, like you're pretty smart.
That'd be crazy. Just take Milton to the Colts too. Just let him go.
Yeah,
we get to fuck both those guys. Show this will whip it like crazy.
Maybe, yeah.
Dude. You're getting a winner. I don't give a fuck what you say. He's like 6'2", 230 pounds. He'll be bigger.
He have like, he's not.
He's this most coachable
accurate
guy.
Deep ball, but
not everyone is. Either was Tua when they were talking about it, and just
Tua, I feel like is overrated. I feel like he is a
had 4,000 yards, 5,000 yards.
Tua is like a game manager.
Yeah,
like
but
it sounds weird, but it's like
that's half what, the NFL has to be game
yeah,
managers,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, it's not everyone can.
Not everyone can be the best.
Not everyone can be Pat Mahomes, unfortunately.
I'm just nervous.
77.4 completion rate last year.
I'm just nervous that
he had a good
won't
combo.
Be as good.
Jesus Christ, the guy's neck. Okay.
Yeah. Bo Nix is good, dude. Throws a tight ball. He's a winner. They just got beat by a good team.
I just don't know if
Washington's
go
a good team.
Yeah, they are.
Everyone loves this guy.
This
guy's
too
a heartthrob.
He is too pretty. Look at his hair. Jesus Christ.
Notre Dame, dude. That's what Danielle and Katie,
he's from
they
there?
Love. Oh, yeah, he was a Notre Dame coach. Leary.
Their QB. This, yeah.
Big dude.
What was that, NC State? Too? Oh,
interesting. Jesus.
Hey, J.J. McCarthy's not bad.
No. He's a good dude. He's He didn't throw the ball much because you had the best running back and the second best, like the best backup running back.
Your neck shouldn't be fatter than your head.
It's because they're playing, so they want that shit to be strong. So when you get hit,
yeah, he won't need
to. They do a lot. Like you gotta like put the thing on your head and pick your neck up with a weight on it.
I did that a long time ago.
Yeah, they just kept doing it.
That's weird.
Josh Allen,
or small.
That's Drake May. Josh Allen, Drake May. Same guy. Go up. Go to.
Drake May's good. Well, Josh Allen's good too, yeah.
You know what
that's
going to
be a good
like
comp.
Beetlejuice
yeah.
When he is that weird little snake. That's what everyone looks
thick
like.
Thick neck. Thick neck is short shorts. Chris Carter out there. Hank. That's one of the best receivers of all time. That dude that just popped up.
Ohio State legend.
Chris Carter.
Hey, what do you think is Ohio State? Like, what is. No wide receiver, you. Is it Ohio State or is it LSU?
All time Ohio State. Last 20 years, maybe you could put them comparable, but Ohio State's always had like just baller receivers.
I was thinking about that. Like, what other teams or
because
colleges have that? Like,
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Bama lineman?
Could be, yeah. D line, O line, linebackers.
Georgia linebackers?
Yeah.
Like, they just always draft really smart guys over
there. I mean, you could say Ohio State linebackers.
Yeah.
They always have someone big like that. Someone might get lucky with Devontae Walker too, dude.
Yeah,
he's a weirdo. So he
just played bad in the Senior Bowl. They said he just dropped a lot of balls.
He always does, but I think he's just nervous. He's one of those kids that COVID fucked up.
Yeah,
fucking made him weird.
Look at that Coleman dude. He fucked up right there.
So these guys, they're being watched too.
The quarterbacks,
Yeah, everyone.
Because it's like sometimes they're going to be not, you know.
How you track the ball, you know.
That like too. That was a bad throw, right? Or no?
I mean, overthrew him, yeah, but it's better to overthrow than underthrow.
Like you want it to be catchable for them. Like you want them to catch.
He's just saying.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, that guy had to slow down. That was kind of.
He's saying I want to fucking bomb it, so they think I can't. Like I need to be able to throw. This dude can.
Oh, this dude is about to rip this ball. Have you seen how he threw?
He was at Michigan. I forgot that.
Yeah, before.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't want to overthrow him.
Yeah.
He went to Tennessee.
That was easy right there.
Easy. That's 60 yards. No. He wanted it like that.
Because like the key had to run, he didn't slow down.
They want that guy can't stop is basically they need to be able to just chuck it where that guy doesn't stop.
Like that was a good one.
Yeah, he just whipped.
He slowed down a little bit, but
60 yards.
That sucks to go after him. Yeah, all right, my bad.
The Terminator.
Yeah, the bad guy. He's got a bomb, dude. He can bomb some shit. There you go, good throw. That's what you want.
And they did say like that's a good throw, but just
up too high.
Yeah.
So like, oh, that second. That's why he had to wait. Yeah, that second one looked high too. You could barely see it.
Oh, not good. But just whipping it.
Yeah.
There's just
can't wait until Tez Johnson comes out next year for Oregon. I think he'll be a good receiver.
Nope.
He was the main guy this year.
Hartman.
Tim Hartman's not bad.
He looks like, what's that one guy?
Cockley.
Those books that everyone like loved.
Fabio.
The guy with a
Fabio.
Horse.
Fabio.
Yeah, Fabio.
He doesn't
not
just
because
of his hair. Just because of his hair.
Oh, dude, that
dude. He's got luscious hair.
He has that nice dude hair. Probably made $5 to $10 million last year.
Look, dude, his hair is very nice.
Like, people obsess over
him. He's very chiseled.
He'll get a job in the NFL just so he lives, he's in there, and then after he's done, because he's handsome, he'll be a commentator.
He'll be like Jimmy G or something, where it's just like.
Yeah, everyone loves him.
Like, oh, he's a backup, but he's handsome.
This dude's a big guy. Underthrow.
Objectify
please.
Him.
Yeah,
fuck it. That's what happens
to all these people. Bears 9. It's the draft. It's coming up. Countdown. We might have two quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think they might. Which is, like I said, that's I don't care.
Nuts.
I feel like it's people
that's
over.
Nuts.
But I feel like people also overblow the whole thing of like, it's not healthy. It's like, hey, like, the NFL is a tough business. Like, they're grown-ass men. Like, they're professionals. They're going to play no matter what. Like, you ask NFL players, they're like, yeah, dude, like, the NFL, it's not always in the favor of people, but...
Do you think we'll find out tomorrow? No? You think it's going all the way?
I mean, unless some teams are working right now, like I said, Seattle, what if they're like... Yeah. We never committed to Geno. Someone brought up a good point. Like, what if you just trade Geno for Fields? And maybe swap picks around. They're like,
no. Geno
might...
Why? We don't need another quarterback. We're gonna
draft a veteran
one.
To just put the
but
backup.
But Geno's
the
not a backup now.
Yeah, that's the thing they said. They're like, that would be a good move because he essentially should be now because he kind of like he's regressed now. Like he hit a ceiling. He's
But obviously that whole organization was ready to.
Yeah, it was collapsing. I mean, yeah, if he jumps somewhere else.
But they only have the 16th. What's their next pick? Damn, they ain't got shit either. What other players do they got that's up? Anyone that's up for it? Because you know Fields likes that, or Poles likes that shit.
I saw the Giants, too. Like, if they want Fields. I was wondering, like, I wonder if do you do a pick swap and give them Fields? Might be good for them, because they're like, well, fuck it, yeah, we're only driving back tonight. We could still get a lineman or a receiver there.
No, I don't think that's too much. Now it's in the other people's court.
Yeah,
the Bears held off, where now it's like, well, maybe we'll just keep him, I guess, and draft him. Maybe they think
it's a thing where, like,
maybe we don't. Maybe.
I think honestly, it was a thing of like people went to the combine and they saw, and like people saw, talked to Caleb, and they're like, "Damn, this guy's actually going to go number one."
Yeah, but like, no one's gonna
like. Yeah, but I think it was a thing of like, no, to the Bears. I feel like people are like, yeah, like.
Yeah, but what if the Commanders are just.
They're that sold on them, and they're like, we'll give you another first rounder next year.
The Commanders?
I mean. Like, hey, the Commanders. That wouldn't be a bad. I mean, I just feel like. George.
Don't call me George. Because there's a George.
It's a boy.
There's a George at our job now that has dementia. So he's wild when he calls. Remember George? George! Every time he calls, oh, it's me. The two pick. What's their next pick?
Woo! And right here, too, they got this one from the day.
To get her back.
They got space right there.
What's up? Bone kiss.
Not Devin McCourty.
Dude, so what if they offer the 2 pick and
you thought more next 40? Year's first? I would like to get both of these two right here and next year's first.
No way. For the 1?
Yeah.
You think that's what it's worth?
Yes.
You think that's where it's at?
Yeah.
4 picks for 1?
Hey, if you think that quarterback's as good, then
he likes it, that little cushion in there.
Then you don't know. He's laying down on me.
He's. I feel like one of these days he's gonna talk.
Right. Yo. Asad,
dude.
Sometimes
he's super chill and it's like weird, dude. But then he bites me. And it hurts, dude, because it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't.
He's never bit me like he bites you guys.
It doesn't break the skin.
Mosquito, I told you I was trying to hit.
It doesn't break the skin, so it just hurts.
You don't think this one right here?
And next year's 5 picks?
No, I'm just looking.
I want one of those second rounds. I would say give me the 2 pick and the second round.
Damn, because
then you get
what about both second rounds?
Marvin Harrison Jr. and whoever you want later in the draft like that. Anyone? Your center?
A center and an edge.
And you have the 9
or pass
pick?
Pressure or something? Yeah.
The 2, the 9, and one of those?
Yes, to have the 9.
Right?
Yeah, fuck. You get Dallas Turner.
That's how I'm looking at that.
No, I get it. Yeah, I understand. But I just think that they're going to go Caleb. Still.
With Fields there? Wow. I'm fine with it. I don't give a fuck. Just because we've built more of a team. So if he does suck, I'm fine with it.
I want them to build around whoever they build around.
I don't want them
there.
To build around anyone. I want them to
that's what I'm saying.
Build,
well, yeah,
and
not
make
build
a
around.
Guy that works
yes.
for them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want them to have a good
team. You know
team.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like, if William sucks for 3 years or has one good season,
but at least everything
sucks,
else is good, then
but
get them out of
stacked,
there.
Then you get them out of there.
And then you get someone else.
Because it's as
and maybe you are a team where you do get a Joe Flacco or a veteran in a sense of, like, fuck it, we'll just get someone else, plug them in. You take a, you know... You get someone for a year. I don't know who'll be available.
That's like what Darnold did this year, and some of these these guys that just picked up those contracts. You're like, man, Trubisky again.
Yeah,
Mac Jones. Like you're just getting picked up like on a backup.
I wonder if Mac Jones.
It's so wild.
They're not gonna get his 5th-year option.
I know it happens in cycles like that, where like groups come through and then eventually they're backups because not everyone can always be a starter year after year. But it's just weird to really see it because it's like a huge group of them. It's like a huge group of the quarterbacks that are kind of becoming, like permanent backups.
They're much just that, just doing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's tough because you gotta be a top 32 in the world.
But it's almost like you know Trubisky, Minshew, Darnold. They're all gonna get playing time.
Yeah.
For whatever team they're on, because someone's gonna get hurt.
Yeah, so many quarterbacks get hurt this year that it's like it almost proves that like you need to have a decent backup.
Who's the dude that Patriots picked up? Bissett?
Yeah.
Where's Bissett?
He was there before.
But he's a backup too? Like nothing but backup quarterbacks got signed.
Well, yeah,
so
they're
all
gonna
these
get a
guys
rookie
gonna
quarterback,
draft?
So he just wants someone to be backup for him.
Like this guy's safe enough.
Yeah. The Bears are gonna look at some edge guy, I think, tomorrow. Or no, well, tomorrow after this comes out. On Thursday, he's going to go visit them. Yeah, Justin Jones, see, 3 years, $30 million. I mean, hey, good for you. Get your money.
Out of dudes. Kirko. Kirko Cousins. Let's get Caleb Williams to sign Cam Newton as our backup.
Yeah, he shows he could be.
1.5 mil.
He showed that he could.
I get what you mean up with Geno, but it's just, I just don't think
no, he wants yeah, that. No, it's just, and also the, for that contract, it's like you're not going to pay a backup that much.
Do you have to pay T. Higgins that money if he comes here?
Yeah. And you also have to probably get him.
And a pick.
I
don't want it then.
His contract.
You know? I want
to
trade.
Well, you have to pay him if you resign his contract. Because as long as you sign him before the start of the year.
What if you trade the 9 pick for both of the Commanders' second round and their next year first round for the 9? Because they needed a person to be a receiver there.
Wait, what?
The Commanders trade the Bears the 9 pick. We draft Williams.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this is just...
Yeah.
Because I like those 2 picks in the second round for the Commanders. Those are high picks.
Yeah.
Especially if you're predicting Coleman to go at 30-something, late 30s, that's that round.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's your center in both those. And next year's first round. And ours will be like... I don't know, it's wild.
Packers are going to be dangerous, unfortunately.
Yeah, fucking Josh Jacobs.
That's like Xavier McKinney, one of the best safeties in the game. He's good. And they have 11 draft picks this year. They need a new O-line, and they need
another D-line too. They need all line. That's what Danny said, too. But I said...
And they have plenty of picks to address it.
I told him when they lost to...
3-3, and you're good.
When they lost to...
4-4,
San Francisco, I told him, you're just next year you're gonna sign another running back because I knew Aaron Jones was gonna leave. They didn't want to pay his ass.
No.
Josh Jacobs is good, dude. He just played for the Raiders, so no one knew how good he was. You're playing on a horrible fucking team.
Yeah, it's bad.
They're gonna draft somebody. They're gonna end up with someone good. They're going to end up with a good receiver.
The Chiefs? Yeah, they're going to draft
a rookie receiver.
If Keon Coleman falls to them, imagine him going there.
Anyone. Any of the top.
Yeah, McConkey, get two. You're giving them Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, bigger. Chiefs. Bigger.
Yeah, like, that's
bigger
ridiculous.
Legs.
This is the center I wanted, but it's fine.
Dude, it's wild.
The Larger game, huge money too. You saw that? 3 years, 48. 3 years, 55. But hey, fuck it. Like the Rams
need it.
They're gonna need to draft a quarterback.
3 years to get. I like these 3-4 year contracts. They're good for players. Kind of see if you fit, and then you can finish there if you need to another 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Patriots, they're running wild.
I mean, they have so much money.
They're in a good spot.
They didn't really do. I mean, yeah, they got. They kept a lot of their guys.
They're in a good spot.
They got a lot of money.
I just don't think Mac Jones fucking worked out. It just didn't work.
No. Tyrod Taylor.
And the Eagles, I mean, come on. Saquon.
Yeah, Bryce Huff was a good pickup, too. He's good.
People are crying about him going there in New York. They turned on...
the Steelers. They got Patrick Queen.
Yeah.
Linebacker. And they got Russ.
I mean... Yeah, he's weird, right. But he's going to help them. He's going to... They could... How far are they out of the question in that division right now? Third?
Well, they weren't very good this year, so.
They made playoffs.
Third, yeah, they made playoffs.
But didn't you say that, like, you know.
Yeah, but they made.
Better. They could have been
if
better.
They had a good quarterback.
Just, yeah, their quarterback was better.
They were a quarterback away, really. They just couldn't. They could not score in the red zone.
And their defense is good, too, because
that's
Patrick
what I mean.
Queen's a hell of a. He's an athletic linebacker. He's really good.
Yeah,
he's only
they're
like
going
to
be good.
26, 25? I know the Rick's
it's
excited.
It's a huge jump.
The Rick is excited.
Yeah. It still goes Ravens, Browns.
He's a Steelers fan?
And the Bengals? Yeah.
Fourth. Yeah.
Now you're turning sour on him?
No, I just think.
I mean, T. Higgins wants to be gone.
Yeah, you're losing that. You might be able to. Where is their pick this year in the draft? They got to be top 10.
18th?
No way. That's it? Damn.
So, I mean, they can get like a...
Yeah, look at somebody.
Anna Mitchell, that Brian Thomas Jr.
Still, Higgins is gone.
Yeah.
Does Denver trade up tonight?
Listen, someone like that might want to trade up, but like, what do they have to offer? Like, they don't want to get rid of their picks. They're paying that big ass Russ cap hit for the next couple years. True. Like, they need all the picks.
I don't know, man.
So I'm saying it's tough. I think Fields can even get drafted. I mean, get traded at the draft too.
Yeah, what did I see? When Baker got traded from the Browns, it was like 90 days or 60 days after the draft.
Yeah.
Like right before the season started. Yeah. So he had to go learn all that shit, even though he's smart as hell with that shit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. We'll see.
Like Seattle, what they're going to do, that's going to be tough. Because like,
who knows?
They got the coordinator from Washington. So Penix, I don't know where they have their...
Oh.
They have their pick. They traded it? Oh, yeah, they traded it. Oh, yeah, for fucking... what's his name? The defensive lineman that they had from the Giants.
Green Bay. Green Bay's got 41. What else do they got? Go up to the first round? The 25? Damn. It's two good picks. This draft is pretty deep, hypothetically.
Yeah, Eagles got some good picks, too.
Yeah, the Eagles are going to have a quick rebuild.
Yeah, they have a good GM.
They could draft another receiver. There's plenty of receivers this draft.
It's going to be tough. They can't eventually keep all the guys.
What if we took the rabbit to the fair as a show bunny this year? But he looks better than any of the other rabbits. Whoa, don't touch my feet.
Just cannot believe all
the storms we've got. I can only hope
the wind.
Yeah,
I'd
be. But anyways, no.
Why not?
Cool. I feel like the Chargers are also going to draft like 6-7 Michigan players for sure.
You think so?
I can see them doing something.
Harbaugh getting wild down there.
At least five, because
they'll be. They got? Where are they at? 4? Yeah.
Let's see, get my 2 picks. I don't know where they're going to be at.
Did you watch the UFC?
Yeah, I watched the first couple fights. This is what they have right here. I mean, this will be someone like a lineman. Like J.C. Latham, maybe Jawal.
Jawal, I think he's going to drop.
I think
he looked weak. Wimp.
He's just so big though. That
I'm wimp. Like, Notre Dame guy. They're never good.
For a lineman, they are actually though.
Who?
I can't even talk in my head, but
see.
Cool.
Who's the Oregon?
His dad.
Who's Oregon pros right now? Lineman.
They're more of a D lineman.
Okay. Well.
But they have plenty of them. Eric Armstrong got cut, but yeah. The Rams have plenty of picks finally.
Jeez.
Got it.
The Dolphins. Dang, well, that's a
Rams. And I got 6 rounders. Yeah. See the Bears. Man. Yeah, the Bears don't got much. See, 5 picks.
Did you see the Poirier fight? I would have lost a lot of money on that.
Yeah, you thought BSD. Hey, what happened to your boy? That's exactly how he looked right there.
He wore him out.
Like he's going like.
He wore him out in the first round, but Poirier's got them hands and threw a 6. Right hook.
A 6 right hook?
Sick.
Sick.
I thought you said 6. Not sick. 6. 6.
Right hook.
Right hook.
Jairus' son.
Good.
That's not.
That's what he did to him. Knocked him the fuck out. It was wild. I watched 7 hours of fights that day. Or 6.5. 7 hours. I started at 5:30 because I missed the Duke North Carolina game, and I watched it all the way till the end of it. at like 11:30. But now Merab is going to go after O'Malley, and they had odds out today that Merab is favored.
By how much?
Plus 113 or something.
She's a famous 4-2-1. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, look how fast this guy is. Watch this before you go up. Four two two.
Hey, it was a 4-2-1.
His strides are super crazy long.
Everyone's cheering for him there.
That's cool.
It's wild how the combine's turned into where people go there for like 3 days and just hang out and watch.
Yeah, we should do it eventually.
Same thing as the fucking things that people go to for baseball. The
screen training.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Yeah, that's true.
But those are full games. That's like
same thing. It's basically the same thing.
Penix. Someone's gonna get lucky with him. He's big, bro. Look how big Penix is.
He throws a really good ball. Yeah. He's a really good quarterback. So, like, but, like, the only thing is his injuries. That's what's gonna hold him back in the NFL. That is a cool logo.
Tulane. All their stuff is super cool. It's like emerald green and light blue, white. It's in New Orleans, I think.
Good catch. They need more picks, for sure. I think they're going to trade back. They might even trade some.
Austin Reed.
Would you trade any players? Like, is there anyone that you would be open to trading? Like, no one really of value. No one really. They're keeping their guys.
If you can get Bowers at 9, do you trade Komet for someone's pick? In this third round?
No, just do it like that. No. They got Cole Kmet on a really good deal.
People got some of the contracts
got paid this year. Like, he's a good, and he's a local kid drafted. I think it's also
Spencer Rattler. Rattler.
That's a good quarterback name.
Spencer Rattler. Because he looks like he's on fire.
No, he doesn't.
Demon.
He didn't get their round pick or something.
Spencer Rattler?
Yeah.
I feel like he could back up, like,
Fields.
Where?
I'm thinking if they trade away the first overall pick.
Everyone's necks are huge. Everyone's
necks are ginormous. Joe J. Ross. Wow, he got a fucking. Oh, that's like. Oh, 2017. Yeah,
he got the record.
Yo, Bears guy. For bros. Tatted up on their necks. Hey, what's up, bro? He's
fucking blasted. Oh no,
Michigan dudes, tons of Michigan fans.
Yeah, he's fucking. Yeah, he's fast. He's a good round runner too.
Yeah,
like you see him, and it's like you think he would be.
It's just crazy how they run it.
I skip forward. That's why.
That's their run.
I was like, wait, is that?
Oh, I like when they do this.
Oh, the fastest one. He had him beat.
Oh, he catches at the end. Wow.
Yeah, he almost does, yeah.
That's cool how they overlay those now.
It's so weird.
Isn't that neat? That's something they just started this year.
I don't know if that's
neat, but it's weird. Whoa. Is that two of them? Or am I...
Bro. No, it's not
the same. It's not the same one. Bucky Irving. Tris Estime. Estime?
I thought it was cool in slow motion. Now it's like, now I got all the laughing people. That's all I said.
There's a lot of good receivers in this.
I still hate you.
Well, I've never said
that. Trade, Tarion. Ooh, Malik Nabers at 9? JJ,
this guy's good too. Well, he's gonna be a good second round, third round guy.
If JJ goes 12, look at this. Preston will think every. It's,
oh jeez,
damn, like Brock Bowers.
That'd be good to the Colts.
Yeah, Toledo. Who's that guy? Lance Zerlin.
I see.
We'll see, man.
Chris Olave?
Yeah, Chris Olave. No, yeah, you're right. Olave.
Who the fuck is this guy?
It is Ricky Pearsall. The guy. Wow. He's good.
Can't see my neck.
The guy that was just on
the
screen.
I'd get so confused if I was there. Like, who are all these motherfuckers? Except for him.
I know. Yeah, there's another one.
I know. Spencer Rattler is easy to see.
It looks like Pat Mahomes.
No. No, he doesn't. I mean.
Kind of. Similar.
Like.
Similar. Like the Irish
brother. If you know, you know. Yeah.
Like a hot one. Like a really.
Oh, this guy's a mock one.
Like, no, just red.
Oh, that's weird.
Just red.
That Pat Mahomes been on fire.
That combination always throws me off.
Pat Mahomes been on fire?
Yeah.
Like, a Pat Mahomes and a Charmander mixed together. Smoldering Pat Mahomes.
Would you say yesterday the
Broncos country, let's smelt?
Steelers country, let's smelt. I said, Steelers nation, let's rivet. I hope he does let's something funny there.
I want him to do something
funny. I want him to do something so corny there. I hope they're good. I hope they're good. I hope
someone Greg... said, like, I can't wait till like week 7 to hear Russ say, we still got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like... Hey, still got it.
Oh, man.
Nope.
The scenes.
I mean, not really, because their quarterback position was so bad. So bad last year that Russ is like a upgrade. Put it this way, what did Pickens have TDs like 12?
Even if that,
I think it was eight.
Yeah, eight or something. Yeah,
and Russ had 28 on a really bad team, like not playoff.
Oh, Pickens, how much did he have? Oh, he probably had like 12.
It was low,
16 maybe.
Not even anywhere close.
Yeah.
So to get him to come out and be their quarterback is better than their situation they were in, and it's cheap. 1-point-something mil. They ain't spending nothing on him.
He's blazed. So I mean, he's going to transform.
He keeps getting up. He's so weird. That's just like a part of more.
Fuck.
His legs look funny.
Uh-huh.
It's a little dude, though.
Like,
randomly,
like, just...
Just his
land
aside, he looks...
But, the UFC, Chito Vera took a fucking ass beating, though. That knee that he took. What was it, the second round? No.
Probably broke his orbital bone.
Yeah, it looks bad.
Well, like...
Yeah, he looked good.
But she watched that. You watched the one, the last fight.
That's a fight almost, like, if it goes for another 10 rounds, like, Vera might win only because O'Malley gets... Because O'Malley gets tired eventually. Yeah, Barrow's the type of guy that like was not going to give out.
Chito
yeah.
would have been like this, dude. His eyes were so swollen closed.
But at the end, he kind of knocked him out. At the end of the fifth, he saw that where he kind of got... And he fell. Yeah, he right away. He was one away. It just sucks that
last
he
was like last he was second. Just kind of like, oh. But it was also... It was also impressive. Yes. Like you said, like, that dude is pinpoint. Yeah. He throws more, like, the touch rate on them. He is like a boxer.
Yeah.
He's the most... Oh, whoa, hey, what's up?
I told you, I assumed.
The rabbits are weird, dude.
They're different.
He reminds me of, like, Stuart. Remember Stuart from Mad TV? Like,
Hey, what's up?
It's like, that's what he'll randomly do.
You should get an exotic animal.
No, thank you. Exactly. I had a rap. I had a bunny back
in the
day. I
forgot you got the double dogs down double there. Double dogs. Your double dog. He has two dogs.
Devil?
Double.
Oh, double. I'm not the devil.
There's
dogs?
Nothing in there.
I'm like,
not the devil dog. It's a double dog.
Two Marines in my house.
Well, you're not talking about
Is it better? Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah. Double dogs? Hell yeah.
Ew, what was that?
That's you.
You.
Have you been watching any basketball lately?
I've been keeping up with just Luka just
going off.
Triple doubles like crazy. Like insane points.
Yeah. This guy screams back a quarterback.
And like now they're kind of setting up the. Yeah.
So that's really
this guy screams XFL, dude. That's a USFL guy.
A UFO? Or what's it called? Yeah.
UFL? Yeah, no, but yeah, it's yeah. a UFL, but they're still like broken into XFL and USFL UFL, teams. Yeah,
it's confusing. Five seasons.
Are his eyes red too, dude? What's wrong with him?
Albino?
Bro, you're fucking color deficient.
Somehow they let me still to this day, like, almost a year and a half later.
Drives me crazy. It absolutely drives me crazy. Still to this day, it drives me crazy. I'm like, wait, you guys take
this dude.
Like, what's okay, up? We all have to be really hey, fucking dumb. If we're
you play a
advice.
Lot of different colleges. BYU Pitt.
You're the one. You're the color deficient motherfucker.
Have you seen what Nick Saban's wife said now about, or what, like it came out?
Who?
So Nick Saban said that
the NIL.
His wife said that the NIL had ruined college football. That like now all players do is play for money. Well, people were like, it's very hypocritical of you to say this in like a $10 million mansion house in Alabama, and you have a $50 million lake house. Like,
yeah.
Like you made a lot of money from your husband doing this, you know, there's a lot of money to be made in this. I was like, not really self aware of this. Not
where
really self aware
of
myself.
This?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you typing this? Oh, at your property. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anything else?
Who's this guy?
Zach Wilson.
Oh my god.
Zach Wilson and Mac Jones
put
together.
Do they have things on their shoulders?
I think they have some stuff like to track them.
Oh, okay.
Don't they all have to wear like these
weird
sports
ball
things?
That too, yeah.
Is that what it is? Like the
heart
monitors
and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, WrestleMania.
Which helps you find out someone has like a heart problem at least. So you're like,
yeah.
Hey, maybe not draft this guy. He says heart's not.
Went to that game for the girls' basketball.
Oh yeah, she went
to
a game.
Seizure.
Really?
And the girls.
Like, oh yeah, I mean this happened before in the tournament. I'm like, that's not okay.
The same girl or different?
Same girl. No, same girl.
She's epileptic.
Like, I mean,
she's epileptic. I mean, you can't do much.
Can't, you know, hinder anyone, but it's like, hey, yeah. That sucks. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
I want to watch that Shogun show we talked about real quick.
Yeah, that
looks interesting.
That'd be cool. I want to see that. I think it's only is it 3 episodes, maybe 4 now?
Yeah. Probably
I think it just was airing today. Yeah, WrestleMania's coming up.
Yes.
To that. So we'll see. It's starting to ramp up, starting to get better. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It keeps changing around what they're going to do.
Isn't it early April?
And it's the first week of April. First week of
April. April 5th, April 7th or something? You looking it up?
Maybe, I don't know. I'll look at it.
Yeah. And then the draft is April 25th.
April 6th and 7th.
Okay.
It's usually the first weekend, like, after in April.
Yeah.
Because they always pick weird spots. Like Philly. Is it outside? Why? It's not warm in April.
That's why. The new stadium. You saw that they might.
Who?
That they're going to be in downtown?
The Bears?
That the Bears are speaking, yeah.
Where?
A new a lot in downtown South. I think it's like the South parking lot of Soldier Field now.
Oh, yeah. Rebuild
Lakefront.
It all?
Yeah, rebuild it all.
Where would they play for a year?
Probably still play Soldier Field. They had to just have that area closed off right there. Parking would be a bitch for a year.
I don't like it.
Or maybe it would be a thing
I'm
where like...
I'm fine with it in Arlington now. I used to not like that idea, but now I'm like... Get out
but
there and
it's
do a bunch
cool.
of easy shit.
Yeah, it would be convenient, but...
And WrestleMania.
Yeah, but I think if it's in Chicago, like, you have WrestleMania down there, you have way more stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It'd be like what they had at the Viking Stadium, where she said, like, I'm not going to waste money on a dome. Like, if it's better to have it closed. Like, you know.
Yeah.
He said, that was funny. Yeah, you were looking at me with your fucking eyelids wide open.
My allergies.
It would be like that glass that's insulated that, like, so you can see the, like, you know, like you
structure
feel like you're outside because like, you see everything, but you're inside.
High tech.
So I'd be that'd be cool as fuck if you can see the lakefront, see all Chicago, the skyline, everything.
Yeah.
You know, in like a kind of encapsulated dome or stadium, which would be, I think, way more better than anything else because like a WrestleMania would look awesome. If you can see, imagine on a lakefront, imagine on a lake having the fireworks, having the pyro and stuff.
Stay down there. Stay the night down there.
Oh, yeah.
At the Congress Theater, the Chiefs.
So I'm saying, I want them, you know, it would bring a lot more events, a lot more different things, which would be super cool. So I'm all for it, I mean, in the city. They're for Arlington Heights, but I guess they were just like.
Being weird.
They raise the taxes a lot.
Put the White Sox in.
Well, that wouldn't be bad. They sell it to the White Sox. They might build a joint stadium, which I'm like, the White Sox would be shady. Fucking try to be like, hey, yeah, let's sneak in here. Let's see how much we can get here.
Yeah, you can put two. Put a small one over there.
I wouldn't mind it. If it's a cool stadium like that, like if what I picture, like I would imagine having a dome that's
over
like,
both.
Yeah, all glass, but somehow it's insulated, obviously. And then you can just see everything outside, see the whole skyline and the lakefront.
Or it's two stadiums with that weird SoFi stadium where it like,
kind of like
arches over the whole thing.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, and yeah, so we'll see. I mean, the Mets in Chicago. I had to figure out. What else? That's all I can think of. I don't got anything else this week.
When you go on your trip?
That's May. So we got time for that.
I want to talk about that.
I'm going to be smoking squares a lot. I'm gonna be very European. It's okay. I can't. I mean, you know, I had to do what I gotta do. Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Buy some hashish.
Yeah, I probably could.
Oh man. All right, cool. But
I'm about to be drinking. Fuck it.
Yeah, you'll be running around anyway.
Yeah,
won't even matter. It'll be cool.
I'll be chill.
Overstimulated. You don't want to be too fucked up.
If someone drugs my drink, they're doing me a favor.
Watch Euro Trip before you go.
Before I go again? Yes. Yeah.
Has Jess seen that movie?
No, she probably
hasn't. Show her that.
Oh, yeah. Like, probably watch it. This is what we should expect.
I love that fucking, those movies.
Who the fuck did you watch growing up? Yeah, that's probably why I am how I am.
Yes. Alright. Episode 2,000,007.
Yeah. I was like, you think it's 210? 210. Peace the fuck out.
Jesus, dude.